जय गौर भक्तवृंद, जय जय श्री चैतन्य, जय नित्यानंद, जय द्वैत चंद्र, जय गौर भक्तवृंद, जय जय श्री चैतन्य, जय नित्यानंद, जय द्वैत चंद्र, जय गौर भक्तवृंद, So today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela chapter 9, text number 133. Getting towards the end of the book. So, 133 says, Suti gana gopi ganera anugata haiya. Vrajeshwari sutta bhaje gopi bhavalaya. But end with that little siddhila on top. Is pronounced like a Y. Suti gana gopi ganera anugata haiya. Vrajeshwari sutta bhaje gopi bhavalaya. Suti gana gopi ganera anugata haiya. Brajeshwari sutta bhaje gopi bhavalaya. Suti gana gopi ganera anugata haiya. Rajeshwari sutta bhaje gopi bhavalaya. Suti gana gopi ganer anugataya. Rajeshwari sutta bhaje gopi bhavalaya. Suti gana gopi ganer anugataya. Suti gana gopi gane anugata haiya. Rajeshwari sutta bhaje gopi bhavalaya. Okay. Word for word, Suti gana, the authorities of Vedic hymns. Gopi ganera, of the gopis. Anugatahaya, following in the footsteps. Vajeshwari Sutta, the son of Mother Yashoda. Bhaje, worship. Gopi Bhava, the ecstasy of the gopis. Laya, accepting. Translation. The authorities in Vedic literatures known as Suti Gana worship Lord Krishna in the ecstasy of the gopis and followed in their footsteps. Purport. The authorities in Vedic literature known as Suti Gana desired to enter into Lord Sri Krishna's rasa dance. Therefore, they began to worship the Lord in the ecstasy of the gopis. In the beginning, however, they were unsuccessful when they could not enter the dance simply by thinking of Krishna in the ecstasy of the gopis. They actually accepted bodies like those of the gopis. They even took birth in Vrajabhumi, just like the gopis, and consequently became engrossed in the ecstasy of the gopis' love. In this way, they were allowed to enter into the Rasa Leela dance of the Lord. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Śrīmate Bhakti Vedanta Swami ki nāmine Śrī Śrī Vrindavan ki jai. Rupa Pancha Gadāyini Prabhupāda Nivadaya Namaha Śrī Guru Bhāvi. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Śrīnyavādi Pāśchātya Desha Chārine. Jai Śrī Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityānanda Śrī Advaita Gadādhara Śrī Vācārī Gaura Bhakti. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So since we have a lot of new faces, I'm going to go back a few verses and read so that we can have a little continuation of the pastime. So beginning at 126. Tumi shakshat sai Krishna jana nija karma. Yari jana janaha sai jani tumara lila marma. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna Himself. You know the purpose of your activities, and the person whom you enlighten can also understand your pastime. So this is actually Venkatabhata speaking to Lord Chaitanya. And then Lord Chaitanya responds. Lord Krishna has a specific characteristic. He attracts everyone's heart by the mellow of his personal conjugal love. By following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of the planet known as Vrajaloka or Goloka Vrindavan, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. However, in that planet, the inhabitants do not know that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. 129. There someone may accept him as a son and sometimes bind him to a grinding mortar. Someone else may accept him as an intimate friend and, attaining victory over him, playfully mount his shoulders. The inhabitants of Vrajabhumi know Krishna as the son of Maharaj Nanda, the king of Vrajabhumi, and they consider that there can be no relationship with the Lord in the rasa of opulence. One who worships the Lord by following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi attains the Lord and gets to know him as he is known in the transcendental planet of Vraja. There he is known as the son of Maharaj Nanda. And 132. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then quoted, "The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, is accessible to those devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service, but he is not as easily accessible to mental speculators, to those striving for self-realization by severe austerities and penances, or to those who consider the body to be the same as the self." And 133. The authorities in Vedic literature is known as Shruti Gana, worship Lord Krishna in the ecstasy of the gopis and followed in their footsteps. So this is all very, very, very high knowledge, at least for me. So I like to beg the acharyas and the senior devotees and all of you who are sitting here to bless me so I'll be able to speak something worthwhile on this verse, on these verses. The authorities in Vedic literature is known as Shruti Gana, worship Lord Krishna in the ecstasy of the gopis and followed in their footsteps. So the Shruti Gana is described here as the authorities in Vedic literature. Shruti means that which is heard, and Gana means a group or a cluster or just a set of people or a set of things put together, Shruti Gana. So here are the authorities, Vedic literature is put together, the authorities on Vedic literature. So they are known as Shruti Gana, and they desire to enter into Lord Sri Krishna's rasa dance. So we know the gopis of Vrindavan, they love Krishna so much that they can take part. They have captured Krishna so much that they can actually take part in the rasa dance, in the rasa lila. And so these devotees, Shruti Gana, they began to worship the Lord in the ecstasy of the gopis, wanting to engage in the dance. They worship the Lord in the ecstasy of the gopis. Now they had the authority to actually do that. Not everyone could actually even consider being in the ecstasy of the gopis. But these particular devotees, being very high, still there is much farther to go, but they can actually worship the Lord in the ecstasy of the gopis. In the beginning, however, they were unsuccessful. So even though they were trying and they were doing this, worshiping the Lord in that ecstasy, still they were unsuccessful. But they did not give up. Their determination was very strong. So when they could not enter the dance simply by thinking of Krishna in that way, in ecstasy of the gopis, what did they do? They accepted bodies like those of the gopis. Apparently they have the power to accept bodies as they like. We don't have that power to take on anybody we want. We are forced into a certain womb by our karma, by our actions in the past. But here these Shruti Ganas, they were able to do that. They were able to take bodies like those of the gopis. They even took birth in Brajabhumi. Brajabhumi is Vrindavan, Braja, Krishna, Vrindavan, the land of Krishna. So they took birth in Brajabhumi just like the gopis, and consequently became engrossed in the ecstasy of the gopis' love. In this way, they were allowed to enter into the Ras Lila dance of the Lord. So the word engrossed is there for emphasis, that this intensity is required to attract the attention of the Lord. So they are engrossed. When they consequently became engrossed in the ecstasy of the gopis' love, in this way they were allowed to enter into the Rasa-lila dance of the Lord. So this determination and this qualification, as Srila Prabhupada described in so many ways, in so much detail, all over in all of his books, you will find he would describe, one has to be qualified, one has to be determined to stay on the path. Determination brings success. And in this way, one can become successful. Anything, even materially speaking, if one is not determined, he may not be successful. One has to actually stay on the path. Like many students, sometimes we meet students at the at the Krishna lunch. And some of them are there studying for 6 years, 7 years, 8 years. But they don't give up. They want to be successful, and therefore they keep doing it over and over again. Similarly, in spiritual life also, there may be many obstacles on the path. We may not be able to chant our rounds. We may become distracted. We may have weaknesses. We may become bewildered by certain things that we hear or see. We may not be getting the taste of spiritual life that we would require, that we want to taste. But Srila Prabhupada describes that this will come in time. One has to be faithful on the path. Everything that is worthwhile requires determination, requires perseverance, requires that we continue. We know spiritual life, now we have heard, spiritual life is very nice, very sweet. We have seen all the devotees who pure devotees of the Lord, the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're always in ecstasy, singing and dancing in ecstasy and glorifying the Lord. So by their determination, they're able to do that. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam taya paharita chetasam. Yavasayatika buddhi samadhau na buddhi yate. This is chapter 2, text 44. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense gratification, sense enjoyment, and material opulence, and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. So there is a problem. There is something that is keeping us from being determined. This resolute determination for devotional service doesn't take place because of our attachment to sense enjoyment. In our minds, we are too attached to sense enjoyment, and therefore it is hard for us to become attached to determination. I read earlier the story of the sparrow, when I mentioned it actually a couple of times before, but it is such a wonderful story and pastime, not just a story, it's actually real, that that little sparrow decided to dry up the ocean. And what an absurd proposal, one may think. How is it possible a little sparrow with little beak can only take one drop of water at a time and put it on the bank? We can dry up the ocean. How long will it take? How many lifetimes will it take for a little sparrow? I don't know how long they live for. Maybe a couple of years, 2-3 years. But this little sparrow, she was very determined. What kind of determination one has to have to actually even consider that she can dry up the ocean with this little beak that she has, one drop of water at a time. So this sense gratification, sense enjoyment is what is preventing us from being determined. And the attachment to spiritual life, the attachment to the association of the devotees, attachment to devotional activities, the attachment to the preaching, Srila Prabhupada has described so many times, that how one can actually stay on the path. I mean, I've heard of the devotees in the beginning days of the movement, what they have done to help Srila Prabhupada establish this great institution of the Hare Krishna movement. In New Vrindavan, I heard the devotees early in the morning, they had to break ice in order to get some semblance of water to bathe. So you can imagine that kind of austerity. I was born in Guyana, it's a tropical country, it's always hot. It doesn't get below 70 degrees. And there's a very nice northeast trade winds that pass through the country. But to even think of breaking ice to bathe in the morning, that is that's an austerity. That's real austerity. Who would want to do that? One has to be very determined to practice the process in order to do something like that. But Srila Prabhupada, his association was so powerful, was so great, was so purifying, gives so much enthusiasm to the devotees that they were willing to do anything that was required in order to serve him and in order to take part in the movement in the knowledge he was giving and the movement he was spreading all over the world. That is why the devotees of Srila Prabhupada, those early devotees, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they should be respected for all that they have done to help Srila Prabhupada spread this movement and all the difficulties they went through. Anything you start, in the beginning is very difficult. Any activity, you want to start a business, you want to start a farm, you want to start anything. In the beginning, that's when you have the most work. You have to get all the ingredients, you have to build the building up, you have to do the yard work. So many things are required in the beginning, and so much austerity is put into it. So this determination of the Shruti Vanas was very, very important, very great. It's very hard to do. So the more and more we become purified, and more we give up sense gratification and material opulence, the more we'll be able to embrace determination, be determined. It is very easy to give up. Well, for one who is not fixed in his service, one who is not dedicated to chanting his rounds and so forth, because there is, it's a formula of how one can actually stay on the path and stay determined year after year after year. You look at those devotees who are, they are serving year after year after year, you will see their life. There's a certain formula. They get up early, they chant their rounds, they come to more mangalarti, they stay in the association of the devotees, they are determined to stay. And so that is very remarkable. In another verse in Bhagavad Gita it says, Tatatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridha vrataha namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. So this dridha vrataha is called great determination. So this is the endeavor with great determination. In order for one to have great determination, he has to have an idea of what he's trying to achieve. What are we trying to achieve? And the fruit is so wonderful, the fruit is so valuable, that I'm willing to take the chance, I'm willing to give up everything else and be determined on this path. So what is that fruit? What is it that we will achieve in the end? Srila Prabhupada very clearly and very nicely explained of what the fruit will be. We will be connected again with Krishna. We have left the spiritual world so many millions of lifetimes ago, and now in this world, and now he is, by his determination to this, even Srila Prabhupada's determination to give us the message, look at what he himself went through to bring the Krishna consciousness movement in the world and to bring the message of Lord Chaitanya to New York. Look at the amount of things that he did in order to spread the message. So he is explaining to us, he's giving us the knowledge actually. We are blind. Everyone in this world is blind because they are thinking that they are from this world. And so he has brought the message, he has brought the fruit of what we actually need to see who we are, where we are going. He explains birth, disease, old age, and death over and over and over. Now that we have the human form of life, we have a very good chance to achieve the goal of returning as a servant of Krishna, remembering again that we are actually servant of Krishna. Jivera Swarupai Krishna Nitya Das, that we are eternal servants of Krishna. We are not from this world, we are not meant just to live and die. We are meant for something higher, and therefore that fruit of achieving love of Godhead, the achievement that we are the servant of the Lord, to regain that position, that is so wonderful and that is so important. We don't know how long we have left in this body, and therefore we should take every advantage to make ourselves qualified so we can return to that position. I'll read one other part here from Bhagavad Gita, then we'll get a chance to make comments or ask questions. So this is this is the purpose from that same verse, Satatam Kirtayanti Maham, part of the purpose. The Mahatma, the great soul, cannot be manufactured by rubber stamping an ordinary man. His symptoms are described here. A Mahatma is always engaged in chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna, the Personality of Godhead. He has no other business. He is always engaged in the glorification of the Lord. In other words, he is not an impersonalist. An impersonalist is one who denies the existence of the Lord, that the Lord has a form. When the question of glorification is there, one has to glorify the Supreme Lord, praising His holy name, His eternal form, His transcendental qualities, and His uncommon activities and pastimes. One has to glorify all these things. Therefore, a Mahatma is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I'll stop there and see if there's any questions or comments. Yeah, welcome to the president from our temple in what is it called? What's the place called?
What is my name?
No. what's the temple? Murari Seva. Murari Seva. Gadi Prabhu. Welcome to Gadi Prabhu Kualachwa. You don't get to see him very much. And he's doing great service in Murari Seva, about 6-8 hours from here.
Nine hours.
to be exact, nine
I
hours.
I just drove it, so I'm very accurate on that. I'd just like to say a couple of things, if nobody really minds, I hope. I feel compelled to say a couple of things. just reading teachings of Lord Chaitanya and the introduction of teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada explains so beautifully how Krishna, when he comes to this material world, he is completely 100% transcendental person. He does not come into this material world to enjoy this material energy, not in any way, shape, or form. And so to enjoy, if he comes here for the sake of the fallen souls, to guide them back to him by his attractive pastimes and activities and qualities, then the only way he can enjoy when he comes to this material world, since he doesn't come here to enjoy this material energy, which Prabhupada calls it miserable place. So the only way he can enjoy is when he actually expands himself into his pleasure potency, Srimati Radharani, and her assistants, the gopis, and so on and so forth. So those who are coming into the picture, into this picture of Gokula, into the picture of these pastimes, and able to actually see the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the gopis, they are the most fortunate of all, because somehow or other, in their previous lives, they have developed the desire. If everything, all we can do is desire. And when we desire strongly enough, which is actually referred to as greed, if our greed and desire to have the form which is actually suitable for enjoying with Krishna and so on and so forth, like the Shutagans here, they acquired obviously a very powerful greed, so much so that they could actually be in the ecstasy of gopis, even in those bodies, but they could not completely fulfill that desire to be in Krishna's association directly until they achieved the real bodies of gopis. And so by that greed, not by the strength of their knowledge and not by the strength, and not by the strength of their desire or mystic power, this is only given by Krishna. This is only bestowed by Krishna, by one's earnest and internal greed or desire to have that association of Radha and Krishna. And therefore they accepted the bodies of gopis, as it says there. They accepted the bodies of gopis. So their fulfillment of the desires could be fulfilled. Why? Because Krishna always fulfills the desires of his creator. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
But so that's Hare Krishna. Well, yes. But that's in essence, this is all rest. Spirit soul only has one option, and that's to desire. And so whatever body we're going to achieve in this next life comes from that desire, the yearning. Well, I'm just using that as an expression. There's different ways to describe.
Speak on the microphone.
I'll be glad to do it after the class. Excuse me? Okay, we can go in that direction. We'll talk later. Okay. Well, Murari is doing very nicely. We have a very nice core group of devotees there. They are very dedicated to Murari. Lifetime core group to stay there. And therefore we have a nice steady program, very, very, very steady program of sadhana and kirtan. Cows are taken care of very nicely, and we have a good deal of milk and butter and ghee and all natural vegetables, and everything is there. And the cow is so nice that she actually supplies not only the milk and the butter and the ghee, but also the fertilizer for everything else. And not only that, but they actually fertilize their own food. They actually fertilize their own fields, and so they actually supply their own food for their own grasses. The cow is like an amazing, most amazing creature. And they're very affectionate and very loving and very dedicated. And as a matter of fact, we have one calf who was born there. Her name is Radha, incidentally. And she was born from the first cow that we purchased there in the Yasoda. So, when she was 2 years old, she began giving milk on her own without any impregnation. And she gives like a gallon of milk just out of love, just out of affection for the devotee. We assume that anyway. We assume that she's giving this out of her own affection. And so, yes, a gallon of milk from an unbred cow is pretty unusual. And so that's how nicely, apparently, we must be doing something right as the results are coming nicely. So, what else to say? Yeah? You're very happy there, dedicated. Anybody have any other questions? Murari? Or any other comments?
There are also some cows in the community here that devotees own that also give milk. Like a guru has a couple cows that give milk without calf. One cow.
Here.
Okay.
In case if somebody wonders, it's a nice class. Thank you. In the beginning, however, Srila Prabhupada, they were unsuccessful. When they could not enter the dance simply by thinking of Krishna in the ecstasy of gopis, they actually accepted bodies like those of the gopis. So in case if somebody wonder how this takes place, they can read Krishna book, chapter 28. From the middle till end, Prabhupada gives a very nice that when you leave this world, you go to Bhomalila, and Bhomalila, you enter into Brajadham, just like here, and where Krishna Lila is going on, and Srila Prabhupada gives this further purification takes place, and Prabhupada gives breakdown. How literary, from there, you enter to Golok. You don't go to Golok directly. Prabhupada gives in chapter 28, Krishna book, in the middle till end.
Does that mean Bhagavatam 10 and 28? Bhagavatam, Canto 10. Yeah, he's saying Kasila, but it's also chapter 28 from Bhagavatam. Okay.
True and accurate about how one goes from Bhoma Lila to the Lok. But our problem is to get to Bhoma Lila. How we get to Bhoma Lila is what our problem is, you know? And that's far more difficult than getting from Bhoma Lila to the Lok. Huh?
Yes.
Not an easy thing, you know?
Right. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.